Alrighty. Good evening. Time now for Sportsline, returning from football season. A great season coverage. But we've been in basketball season since a week after football season. Really? That's the old man and me complaining. And the parent, which I have a lot of gripes this year once again.
You're getting old, Eddie.
Get off my
getting
lawn!
Lots of gripes, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show, presented by Mike Gallagher on the Salem County News.
No.
Because he wanted to start this show.
Well, yes.
This year instead of waiting until January.
Well, you didn't even want to do it. You thought we were done after football, but come on, Eddie. Can't pass up seeing you, every Monday. You know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We do, don't we?
We do, yeah.
Especially get off my lawn complaints.
We'll try and avoid those conversations, but yeah.
You're tuned to WMIC 95.3 FM. I was going to throw this on Facebook, but Mike does want to be on video, so we're going we'll upload it.
I got a face for radio, Eddie.
We will upload this in conclusion. Actually, there's a couple things I want to try different, actually. I got this really cool video camera editor also later on, but well, we'll figure that out later. This is the, the rebirth, once again, the reintroduction of Sportsline Radio. I heard a lot of great comments about a high school football sports show. This is now going to be a high school basketball sports show. We are going to focus and talk about some other sports in the winter. We know we have bowling coming up here. Mm-hmm. Man, those quiz bowls, kids are doing great.
I can't say that I cover quiz bowl.
Oh,
but
come
I
on,
mean,
Mike. And also hockey. But yes, seems like there's a load of lull in the season right now.
Legion, they started out the season with, I believe it was 5 or 6 home games. They had their first road game this weekend against Tawas. They'll be back at home Wednesday night.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, if you want to catch the Legion, they're a lot of fun to watch this season.
Yes.
They're really competitive. And
pretty good goalie, too.
Pretty good goalie.
What's his? Oh, it's her name?
Yeah, they got a couple of good goalies. Yeah, Lauren Eager and Seth Hiles. And, you know, their first line has been fantastic this year. And, you know, if you get a chance, go check them out. It's a lot of fun.
Okay, I will do that. And if wear your Carhartt overalls, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's at the San Lake County Fairgrounds inside the Colleen Howe Arena. Cordy Howe's wife, may he rest in peace, and her rest in peace also. So sometimes a house will sneak in without even telling anybody.
Right.
They're at the game. They do.
Right.
They'll sneak in
wearing
their Carhartts.
Yeah. Yep.
So, all right. So our sponsors for today's sports line brought to you by Graf Chevrolet Vehicle Auto Dealership in Sandusky, Kohler Propane, Keep Warm, Thumb Community Health Partnership also. That's Mike Gallagher, the San Lake County News sports editor, writer, being that we're kind of, just kind of nonchalant here, introducing everybody here. So how was your season so far? We're going to talk about what has happened and transpired. Some teams have already played 6 or 7 games already.
Yeah.
So quickly.
Well, and as you mentioned, there was a pretty quick turnaround from the fall season to the winter season with the 2 additional games on the schedule for boys and girls basketball.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Wait.
Get off my lawn.
2 more games.
Yes. Yeah.
Coaches. MHSA, you're killing me as a parent. I mean, these games are on late enough.
Yeah.
I got to pick up my kid by 11 o'clock, especially with UNCTL playing in BFE for a game. Well, are you home yet, daughter? I'm almost home. Oh, and then the kids got to go to school the next morning by 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun, man. Come on. You got to get 2 more games in when you can. We've got a lot of great non-conference games this year.
Says a guy who goes to the games and sleeps in till 3 o'clock.
Oh, come on now.
And then gets up.
I was up at 9 o'clock this morning, man.
Oh, sorry. 2 more. Why do we need to play 2 more games?
Well, why not?
Why? Is this in the NBA?
Yeah.
Why don't we just go to London and play like Michigan? Put on 52,000 miles within a week here.
Yeah. Well, okay. I kind of like it because there's been a lot of these non-conference games. Like these teams have really taken advantage of the extra 2 games, and they've picked up tougher opponents.
Okay.
As you mentioned off air, a lot of the holiday tournaments are
coming
back.
Optional, though?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to play 22 games. Yeah.
You can if you want. It's kind of like volleyball. Yeah. Hey, we're going to play 10 more games for the heck of it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to play 22 games. Okay. But now you can if you'd like.
But traditionally, it's a 20-game season.
It was a 20-game season, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if and then depends if a team pulls out of no fault of your own, you end up only have 18 sometimes.
Right. Well, so, and you know, with the winter sports, you know, we get a lot of snow days and sick days. Oh, we saw last week with a couple of schools. So you know, it just kind of gives you that wiggle room. It can be tough to reschedule games. You know, because you don't really reschedule stuff after districts or anything. So
this is where officially the two extra games are accepted, right? No matter what?
How long has this been going on?
This is the first year.
Okay. Yeah, and I don't know the official reasoning from the MHSAA other than, you know, give the kids a couple more opportunities to play. So
you mentioned the holiday tournaments. Here's another gripe. How many more tournament games and teams need to play this? Because some kids, hey, I've already got plans. You know, it is a holiday. When there's no school, there's no games. Oh. Coaches, MHSAA, holiday tournaments. Quit trying to turn a buck.
Oh, come on.
And let the kids run amok, please.
Yeah, you know? But, you know, the holiday tournaments are a lot of fun, too, because, you know, you see, like, the Harry Moore tournament in K-Pac. You got
Hawaii's a lot funner.
Well, yeah.
Or Florida. Or Padre Island.
Yeah, it's, you know,
Splash Village.
I like the holiday showcases. When I was in school, we had the Pioneer Sugar Tournament. I don't know if you remember that. That was Croslex, Peck CPS, and Harbor Beach.
Right.
You know, those were a lot of fun. We had the Harry Moore. We had the Dryden Tournament this past weekend. And the SC4 Showcase coming up, that's a lot of fun, too. The Fieldhouse is an awesome venue, and you see a lot of teams from around the state. They have 48 teams there this year.
This year, yeah.
3 days.
It went from at one point only two or three games each day to now from 9 a.m. all the way to near 11 o'clock probably when the games get over.
Yep, but we have quite a few teams down there. Marlette boys and girls will be down there, Deckerville girls, Peck girls, Brown City girls. So, I mean, that'll be a great opportunity to see some of our teams play, you know, some teams that they wouldn't traditionally play. Marlette boys and girls are playing the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
Wait, the Jalen Rose?
Yes, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
He opened a school down in Detroit. Yeah. You know, that's a school that would usually never be on Marlette's schedule. So it's kind of cool to see teams go out and play teams like that.
I can't wait to open up the Eddie Feary Academy of Education. You got a D, you pass.
Yeah, well, it won't be accredited, that's for sure.
You all pass.
Yeah.
You know, so. Oh, you made the team, D minus.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's bad. That's terrible. No, get a good education. That was the rule of my my daughter. Of course, this is what schools do enforce, right? What is the grade point average you have to have to stay qualified at this point?
That I'm not sure. I don't know. I would assume it varies, you know, with the different schools.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, so those are my gripes.
Okay.
That you just mentioned. That great holiday tournaments. SC4, great host there, by the way. So fantastic venue. I was just there to watch the volleyball game. I wanted to see the North Branch.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
Man. And I sent the video to my daughters. Like, hey, check these girls out. You know, they're really good. You know, one of the best teams in the Thumb era, year in and year out. Mm-hmm. And then she texted me back and said, I quit.
Oh.
I was like, what?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun catching North Branch. That was when they played Mount Morris in the quarterfinals, I believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome. I know the season's over now, but
that was a regional championship
game. If you ever get a chance
game,
to go see North Branch, I would highly recommend it because they play some of the best volleyball,
not only
in the Thumb, but in the state.
And then from there, they went to the state semifinals, and what did they do?
Oh, yeah, they won. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do when they go down there. Yeah, yep. And we saw Cass City went down there, too. That was pretty sweet. They lost in the semifinals.
It's hard to get to that point, though.
Oh, it's really
hard.
The
regional championship games is right there. Boom. That's where you start seeing the best teams in the region.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. And, of course, I survived the blizzard, went all the way up north.
For the Ubley game.
For Ubley football game with the Thumb Chuggeters sports crew. And then we put the state championship on the radio here, too, also.
Oh, nice. I didn't know it was on the radio.
We streamed it on the Thumb Chuggeter production network. And then I challenged Bob to sell that game, and boom, he did it.
Oh, yeah.
And
no surprise there. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
very cool.
A lot of fun.
I was watching them on TV, so.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't
listen
to the radio broadcast.
We were doing both, though.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it was one of the most listened to probably games webcast, so I'm sure it curtailed into the radio also where people could tune in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A lot of people were happy
that
we threw that on there. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah.
On top of that, how about those Lions, man? I got to sneak that in.
I was going to say, I was nervous about coming back on the show today because the last time we did a show, the Lions were 3-6.
Okay.
We take, you know, a couple weeks off, and it's they're 7-7 now.
So I'm nervous.
I don't know if we're going to jinx them by coming back, but.
See, I was a same old Lions fan.
Yeah.
I was watching that game yesterday. I go, game's over. 2 minutes, no, we're done.
Yep.
I walk out. I said, no, I can't give up on them. I'm watching it, right? What do they do? They act like, we've been here before. Let's just go down the field and score.
Yeah.
You know? Boom.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I was pretty nervous the whole time, but, you know, they won a game that they were supposed to win. They did what they had to do, and now if they just keep taking care of business, I mean, be talking about playoffs.
And
I don't know.
Since we've been gone from the football sports show, our Michigan Wolverines are in a state semifinal for college football. I'm wearing my Michigan gear right now. So basketball team beat the tough team in Lipscomb last night.
Oh, man, yeah.
What?
That wasn't even on TV.
Lady Wolverines got back on track.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Antoine Davis from Detroit Mercy, now 10th, an all-time scoring
leader. Yeah, that was a great game, too. They played Eastern Michigan with Imani Bates.
Yeah.
That's probably the most.
Imani Bates on probation now instead of jail time, so we're all happy. What?
Hey, he got suspended one game. I mean, that's, you know.
The SC4 Skipperman's team on a streak right now. Also.
Wow, And they got a new coach. I know we worked with Dale Voss quite a bit when I was going to school there, and we did some broadcasts for him. But they, you know, he stepped down. He retired. He's still the athletic director there. He's still very involved with the school. But, I mean, the new coach, man, he's got him going. Yeah,
he was there when I started college.
Okay.
He started right around the same time I did, maybe.
Okay.
College back in the mid-90s. And, he just, last year or 2 years ago?
I think 2 years ago,
Time flies. So.
Yeah.
But he's still there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Operations of the of the building there.
Yep.
They worked so hard to get. You finally got 20, 30 years later. So.
Yeah.
Begging for it.
Oh, quite an upgrade from the old gym at SC4,
too. There's quite a charm to that old one.
Yeah.
All right, so we got that, and we're going to talk about what they have standings-wise in high school basketball. That's how we brought it right back, you know, from SC4 basketball. If you ever get a chance, go see them, because there's a lot of Thumb area kids that end up playing for that junior college league that we had discovered when we hooked up again when you were at SC4, going back to college, get a couple courses done in between jobs there, and look where you're at now, by the way, so congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
We covered those teams, and it's like, hey, I remember that kid and that kid, from high school. So a lot of these kids take that opportunity. I'm going to tell you a great story here. One of those great players, high school coverage that I had covered early Thumb Tugger days, was Matt Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah.
Emily City, legendary name here.
Yep.
Back to farming with that old lettuce out there.
Yeah.
And was supposed to, go to Oakland. Things didn't work out. Kind of lumbered around. I think it got back to SC4. Said, hey, why don't you go back to school, take some, courses here.
Mm-hmm.
You can practice with the team. So he practiced with the team, stay in shape, and then they counted that. Of course, there was a plan.
Right.
Hey, why don't you join the team?
Yeah.
So he says, you can work out here for a year. What's your dream? He goes, I want to go to Michigan State. SC4 said, we're going to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he put all the hard work in. In fact, I think he put a good year and a half. He just went ahead and finished his years there.
Yep.
He was one of probably the best all-time players of SC4.
Probably.
And then he was able to get into play at Michigan State. But somebody heard about it through the grapevine from Port Huron. Said, hey, why don't you just come on, just show up to practice, wasn't on the team.
Yeah.
So, and then he was just kind of shooting around. And then, sure enough, Izzo looked over and said, who is this smooth shooting kid here? So I said, I want to talk to him. Of course, Matt Van Dyke. He could probably tell the story better. I probably hadn't need to give him a call. It'd be great to have him on.
It would be, yeah.
And then he said, you can practice with the team. You want to do this? Are you in college? He goes, yes, I'm already enrolled. So he pretty much was a walk-on. And then he earned a scholarship a year and a half later, I do believe.
Yeah.
But
he had a lot of great moments with MSU, too.
Yeah.
And he was kind of the human victory cigar. They'd throw him in at the end. But he was always good for a couple buckets, maybe a dunk or two.
Key is rebounds and defenses, though.
He really excelled
at, too.
Well, and I know we're kind of getting off on a SC4 tangent, but, now that we're talking about
it. It's still basketball.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is high school kids, if you want to continue to play in a college, no matter where it's at, community college or any place, they offer you a scholarship to play. you can start off that way. Keep playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, it's a lot. I don't want to say it's easier than you might think, but, you know, if you want to go to SC4 and play college sports,
Or Delta,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of good schools in that community, and they have great programs for 2 years. Go ahead and use your eligibility.
Yeah. But just quick thing on SC4. I remember when we were talking to Dale Voss when we were doing one of the tournament games there, and he told us, you know, during his career, there was not a single kid that didn't go on to the college, to the next level, that had the grades and wanted to. If they had the grades and they wanted to play at the next level, they did. And I mean, that's if you take that avenue and, you know, you put the work in, it can turn into something else. You know, it can turn in, you know, to a 4-year college, or, you know, NAIA, you know, or in the case of Matt Van Dyke, you know, you'll end up at Michigan State. So,
yeah, great story there. And he actually brought a Michigan State player also. Man, the one he played with, he was roommates with him. I can't remember, but he's still playing in the NBA, I believe.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So very cool story.
Well, I'm pretty sure Matt's helping out coaching at MLA City now, isn't he? Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, yeah, the lettuce harvest is done. So. But we're going to talk about that. The BWAC is really shaping up to be really competitive this year. It's not going to be just one team, because pretty exciting matchup coming up. We're going to talk about what everybody's saying. Oh, Crosville Lexington. No, they just lost a couple games already. So, you know.
Yeah, but.
Anyway, we've got another big deal to talk about here when we come back from this break. Some coaching moments are going to happen here also.
Yeah.
Very soon. And that's going to be one of our game of the weeks coming up in the new year also. So
January 6th, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So we're going to hit that topic when we come back, and then we'll dive into it when we come back here on the Sportsline Radio High School Basketball Sports Show.
There you go.
It's a long title. Yeah. Did I get it all?
I don't know.
All right, we'll be right back, and thank you to our sponsors. We'll be right back here in WMIC 95.3 FM. So enough of my rants. We'll talk basketball.
Yeah, let's get to the good stuff,
man. All right, we'll be right back.
From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Vehicles are finally starting to arrive. A lot of them are pre-sold to customers. However, we are getting a few that are available.
That's right, Sam. If you're looking for a Buick SUV, now's a great time. We have Envisions, Encore GXs, and also an Enclave, with more on the way.
Buick is offering 0% financing on select Buick models. Also, if you are in a current lease and are ready to get into something new, current lessees can enjoy up to $2,250 in lease loyal incentive cash.
And with trade-in values starting to decline, now is the time to make your move and get your new Buick.
If safety is what you need, Buick has 3 years of OnStar and connected services included on select models, which includes an unlimited data plan with remote access.
Speaking of safety, all Buick models include forward collision alert as well as lane keep assist.
Safety and security, a great ride and quality that you expect from a Buick. They're here and available at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
He'll look out, and it is deflected and caught by Torrey Smith.
Oh, come on. That was an incomplete pass. What's going on here, ref? This is ridiculous.
You're getting really worked up about this.
How could I not? Every season, our team keeps saying, oh, this will be the year. We'll make a comeback. This is our big year, and everyone gets all excited and worked up, and then it's just nothing but disappointment.
But, Carl, it's just a game.
I know. But this is just a straw that broke the camel's back. With all the stuff going on at work, and my brother in the hospital, and the economy, and our harvest this season, it just goes on and on.
It sounds like you need some help decompressing. Maybe you should look into some stress management ideas?
Sure. Like, I had time for that, Karen.
Actually, I heard about this new resource on the radio for men. It's called mantherapy.org.
Mantherapy?
Yeah. It's a website designed for guys like you. Shirley says her husband swears by it. She says there's all sorts of resources for guys.
What's the website again?
Mantherapy.org.
Well, I guess I'll have to check it out.
Mantherapy.org, a website for guys like you. Again, that's mantherapy.org.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler. As we reflect on family, friends, and the blessings we share, all of us at Kohler's would like to thank you for the support this year and the past 73 years that you have welcomed us into your homes. I hope you have the opportunity to take time with your family and friends as we look forward to 2023. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Kohler's.
They say that Christmas is for kids, and we are here to wish you a Merry Christmas. May you and your family be showered with lots of peace, joy, and happiness. We thank you for depending on Kohler's Propane to keep you and your family warm and toasty. From everyone at Kohler's Propane in Brown City, Bad Axe, and Memphis,
Merry Christmas!
And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back. That's the Hoosiers theme. That's how I mold the basketball season. You know that, Mike.
Yeah, right? Oh yeah.
Because I'm the holiday mode, because I'm usually a Grinch. This year, not so much.
Yeah.
We had our family Christmas, because I'm a grandpa now. I got to have my own darn Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to do mine, then the in-laws, and then my mom and dad's.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's three of them.
Nobody says you have to. You know, you can skip a couple of them.
And then Mrs. Fury makes me go out and watch Avatar, 3-hour movie.
Oh, God.
The guy falls asleep in the middle of the... I wanted to go up there and put a pillow over his...
Oh, man. I thought you said you were done with your gripes, man. We're going to get to the good stuff.
Okay. Not griping about this. Here's a story before we go to our 6 o'clock news break. Al DeMott.
Yeah.
I think he's obviously going to break the record.
Yeah.
All-time winningest coach. How about that?
Yeah. I mean, where do you even start? I mean, some of the numbers for Al, like, it's hard to even comprehend them, you know. And that's starting just with the longevity alone.
Yeah.
I mean, this is his 43rd season as head coach at Sandusky.
I was wondering who's keeping count, because I kind of lost count after 29.
Well, they all kind of run together, yeah. But, you know, it's honestly ridiculous. And so they picked up 2 wins last week. They beat Bad Axe. They beat Reese. 2 hard-fought wins. I mean, the Bad Axe game, that was a 5-point game. The Reese game, they actually trailed at halftime.
Yeah,
they had to rally
that.
Back and get a win over Reese. But that puts him just 2 wins away from tying the record and 3 wins away from breaking the record. They'll be playing Deckerville at Little Caesars Arena, and then they'll be hosting Vassar.
That'll be on December 28th.
Yes.
Girls and boys will be playing at the LCA.
Yes.
I thought about going there, but, you know, I have a big night going on that night. I'm going to go see Seven Dust, the rock band, at the Majestic that same night. So.
Oh, well, you can do both. They play at noon, and they play at 2. I mean, come on. You make a whole day out of it.
I don't know. I might stop somewhere.
Yeah.
I go bowling.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah. Al, you mentioned, now, what is the most, what's the number at right now? I mean, what is the current record
for the most wins? The current record is 797 wins, and Al is at 795 wins.
Okay. If he wins out.
So he needs 3 wins. Their next 3 games are Deckerville, Vassar, and USA. You know, Deckerville, they're going to compete.
Yes.
Deckerville always plays pretty solid defense. But I'm thinking Sandusky probably wins that one. Vassar USA, you know, I wish we had Scott on the line, because I don't really know too much about either of those teams. But I would consider Sandusky the favorites in both of those games as well. So mark your calendars, January 6th up at USA. Al's going to be breaking the record. And just real quick, last week with his game against Bad Axe, the first game of the week, that was his 1,000th career game.
1,000th career game.
Yeah.
He's
coached in 1,000 games.
Wow.
That's a number. Yeah. I went through the record books, MHSA record books. I couldn't find another coach that had 1,000 games coached. So that's some pretty exclusive company right there. And you know, the 43 years, it's something we'll never see again. All of this is something we'll never see again. It's been a lot of fun following it, even though I know Al hates the attention. He probably just turned off his radio a couple minutes ago when he heard us talking about it. But
oh,
you know, it's great.
To the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and you know, the team this year. I know we're getting up against the break, but Al has done just such a great job coaching this year. They have 3 great seniors, Brooke and Allie Jansen and Morgan Taggy. They're a little bit undersized, but they play hard, they pass well, they shoot well.
Textbook Sandusky basketball.
Yeah, well, and you look at their 5-2 this year. One loss was in overtime against Cass City. The other one was a loss to Imlay City.
Who I think is still the best girls team along with Kingston.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, there's no shame in either of those losses. And, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So, if he wins the next two games at USA, he'll have the record for all-time winningest high school girls basketball coach. We are projected to cover that game. It's a doubleheader of boys and girls.
It is.
At Unionville Sebring. So we'll have that game on WBGV 92.5 FM. So tune in for that.
Yeah.
See if that happens. So.
Real quick, while we're on the air, I'd like to petition USA to decline hosting that game so we can play it at Sandusky on Aldemont Court.
All right. We'll
Please,
be right
USA.
Back. We'll be right back and make that plea again after our news break.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to Sportsline Radio on WMIC 95.3 FM. Now, this is the one-off kickoff show. The holiday's coming up.
Yeah, we didn't really come up with a plan or anything, so we're kind of just getting on tonight and doing a little talking. But, we did kind of the same thing with the football season. We kind of found our rhythm after a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm hoping we can do that for the basketball season and maybe do some more cool stuff, bring in some more coaches for interviews, maybe some players.
Other sports writers?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
bloggers?
We don't really know what it's going to be yet, but yeah.
So, yeah, kind of off the cuff, the show usually is. Like I just did, I went on my rant. I just want people to know, I do like basketball. I do love the game. I was pretty good in JV until Richard Barker came along and ruined everything for me. Became a great, awesome player. Thanks a lot, buddy. Can't block that guy.
Yeah.
I'm 5'6". Until I discovered Muzzy Bogues. I did steal on him once.
Though. Yeah. Well, and you were always good for your five fouls, right?
I was really good at fouling. Probably the leader in fouls, but a pretty good free throw shooter also.
There you go.
Shot 16 points in a game.
Okay.
Coming in
with
a hot
hand
against Caseville.
Oh.
What? They were pretty good back then. They were pretty good in the 80s.
The Caseville JV team, yeah.
All right, so we left off about head coach Al DeMott of the Sandusky High School girls basketball team looking for the record. He's got to win two more games. Those teams are going to make it tough. They want to make them earn it, and I expect those teams to do that against them with Vassar and Deckerville coming up next also.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Deckerville, they're always competitive. Coach Kirkpatrick's done a great job of building the program there. Kind of taking over the reins for Pat Oswald, who had a lot of success there before him. So that one's not going to be a gimme. And, you know, LCA, you know, that's cool. That's a cool atmosphere, and it'll be a cool day for those teams.
Where the Pistons play, by the way.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, it might take you a little bit to figure out how to shoot down there. You know, it's a little bit different, you know.
See, I got to cover a game back in the early Thumb Tuggeter webcast days with Marlette.
Yes.
In Bad Axe.
Yep.
At Auburn Hills.
Yeah, Marlette was actually, they played at LCA two weekends ago. They played Yale. So,
okay. Sandusky already has two losses against two pretty tough teams that we're starting to see. Third game into the season, they lost to Cass City in overtime, 51-49. They are able to bounce back against KPEC at the Harry Seymour Tournament. Ran into Imlay City, who seems to really keep going here the last three, 4 years, really successful seasons. I expect them to be one of the top teams in the BWAC alone. We'll see how the rest of the season goes, of course. Some pretty good returning talent coming back, I do believe, from Armada. It always seems to be a pretty good team. Croswell starting to show their own. Are they up to that level yet? But I don't know yet. But they've really shown some vast improvement in the last couple of years alone here. Now, that head coach, is it Frostick now or is she married now?
No. Yeah, Coach Noel.
Coach Noel now.
Yeah, yep.
She's got a couple years in. One of the youngest coaches walking right into a situation that nobody really wanted, so she took it under her wing and said, I'll try it.
Well, and you know, it's always tough replacing a legend. Darren Bongard, he was a legend at Croslex, girls basketball coach there for a long time. Coach Noel, she's gotten off to a great start this season. Last year, I think, I want to say they started 0-10 or 0-11 before they finally got that first win. This year, they've already got three wins. They've matched last year's win total. The offense looks a lot better. I think last year, they did a lot of the little things right. You know, they played good defense. They passed the ball well. but they just couldn't score. And I think that's one thing that we've seen this year already. They are going to be able to score the ball a little bit better. And they should be, you know, maybe not that top-tier BWAC team yet, but they're definitely going to be, you know, in the conversation. They're going to be in the middle of the pack. They're going to win some games. So since
we'll start with that. The BWAC and Blue Water Area Conference High School girls, Crosville started off with two straight wins against Dackerville and Harbor Beach. Pretty good wins there.
Harbor Beach is always a tough team,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And that was a one-point win for Crosville Lexington Lady Pioneers. And then the third game of the season, this is in early December, they had a 10-point loss to Bad Axe, who is pretty good this year also.
Yeah.
I think that Greater Thumb West is going to be pretty competitive. I know Cass City's looking really good right now.
Yeah.
But they got a loss there, bounced back with a win over Algonac, 41-19, and then took on what's usually a pretty good really good team year in, year out against Armada Lady Tigers. That was a 29-36 loss there. The cool thing is they'll learn from that game. They'll get another crack at them because that was a league game also. So I've already played two league games, and they've split those so far. And, one win in the BWAC and one loss against Armada. I mean, you know, I hate to say it, that's not a bad loss, but hopefully you can learn off that. So,
yeah.
But now they'll have Marlette coming up here this week. Actually, tonight.
That's tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough game on the road at Marlette. Marlette's showing some good game themselves.
Yeah.
And then they have Schwartz Creek at the SC4 Holiday Classic on the 29th of this month. And they'll have January 3rd back in league play against Elmont, Yale, and also I like how she really schedules too, year in and year out since she started. She's not avoiding Kingston. She's playing some of the tough teams that she can get on the schedule here, too. You know, Brown City's pretty tough usually. You can never look past Coach Burton because she can pull off near the end of the season, may not have a winning record, but then they pull off a district championship against Sandusky, of all people.
Yeah, too. I mean, in my time at the Santa Clara County News, the team that Al has had the most trouble with is Brown City.
Yeah.
There was the triple overtime game. There was an overtime game last year or the year before. And, that's a credit to Cindy Burton, you know. And the Greater Thumb East is going to be fantastic this year. Marlette, like you said, they're a lot better this year. And, it should be interesting.
So when we come back to that Greater Thumb Conference, here in the BWAC, Emily City 7-0, still undefeated.
Yeah.
They're on a major winning streak here at home also. They're 2-0 in conference play. North Branch is 6-1.
Yeah, kind of a surprise team in the BWAC. Yeah.
Usually they're not, you know, they're known for the volleyball.
Right. Yeah. Know? Yeah.
Yale making some noise. They're 4-1, 1-1. Crosville 3-2 overall. Armada 3-3. They are 1-1. So there's three teams 1-1. Yale, Crosville, Lexington, Armada, and Algonac make that four teams who is 1-2. Richmond 0-2 in league play. Elmont 0-2 and 2-3 is Richmond. 1-5 overall is Elmont at this point also. So that's the Blue Water Area Conference. And some games coming up here. Let's talk about Emily City real quick if I can click on that. Where are you, Emily City? There you are. Okay, so Emily City girls, a game tonight. They're at Frankenmuth, and I do believe Scott Bowlesby from the Tuscola County Advertiser is going to cover that game tonight.
Yeah, he'll have coverage of that game. I'm sure he'll be doing updates on Twitter and such. And, you know, that'll be a great test. And Emily City, man, they've played some tough teams already. They played
Sandusky.
Sandusky. They played Marion. They played Frankenmuth now. So that's a team, you know, their expectations for this season are, hey, we want to have some postseason success.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, you got to beef up your schedule. I don't want to say the clear favorite in the BWAC
because
I don't know a whole lot about North Branch yet.
Well, they've already beaten Armada in Elmont.
Yeah, see, that's
a pretty good roadblocks right there.
That's a good start, yeah.
And then they'll have Frankenmuth tonight. And then, like you said, the non-conference games against Goodrich, but then they'll have Yale when they come back from the New Year's break on the 4th, followed by Richmond and Crosville. So
yeah, the BWAC gets right to it, man. I mean, it's kind of interesting playing conference games so early on, but you know that's fun too. I mean, that's when things get interesting is when you know the games really start to matter for the standings.
Okay, so that's the Blue Water Area Conference for high school girls. When we come back, we're gonna get to that Greater Thumb Conference. I talk about the Greater Thumb East and Greater Thumb West and where they stand right now at this point. It's just December basketball right now. I know some of these teams started right after Thanksgiving. coming back after the week after. So things just got underway, but there's a lot of teams already. Like, looking at Emily City, they've already got 7 games in already.
Right, and it's going to be hard to judge a lot of these teams so early in the season. Yeah. You know, the lack of practices. It's hard to get into a rhythm this early in the season, but we'll break them down anyway. We'll try and see what we can figure out about them.
All right, we'll be back in a couple minutes to talk about the Greater Thumb Conference in high school girls.
Get more for your money when you shop your holiday meal and more at Meijer. Find delicious Meijer spiral sliced ham for just 89 cents per pound, limit 2. And get 50% off the entire stock of holiday apparel for the family. And 50 to 60% off select outerwear for the family. Plus, get an additional 15% off your total toy department purchase with M-Perks. Get more for your money and get the same low Meijer prices no matter how you shop, in-store or online. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Hi, this is Russ Kraft from Kraft Automotive and Kraft Service Center in Marlette. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you who have used our services in the past. We really appreciate your business. For those of you who have not used our services, we ask that you give us a try. We'll treat your car just like it's our own. At Kraft Automotive, located on the corner of Marlette and Jewel Road, we offer complete auto body repair. So if you've had the misfortune of damaging your car, we have the expertise to make it just like new again. We also have the ability to negotiate on your behalf with your insurance company. Also at Kraft Service Center, located on the north end of Marlette, all of your mechanical needs will be handled by experienced, licensed technicians. At both of our locations, we offer 24-hour wrecker service. Just call 989-550-4440.
The best service anywhere.
All right, welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Basketball Show. In introduction, are we doing this show on Monday after Christmas Day or not?
Oh,
No.
I don't know.
Because we got holiday break, so we will be back.
Is Christmas on a Sunday this year? Or when is
it's
Christmas?
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well.
No.
We could do it.
No.
We could do it. There's some games this week we got to talk about. Come on.
I already griped about it in the first half of the show.
Hey, it'll be a great show. We could get all the other sports writers on because nobody will be working. They'll all be off for the holidays. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
5-2 overall is Sandusky, 7 games in. They're 1-0 in conference play. I'll have to look at that because they're counting the Greater Thumb West over MHSAA. Shame on you.
Yeah, Sandusky did play KPAC, but that was at the Harry Moore tournament, so that's not technically a conference game.
Do they count that or not?
No.
No?
I don't think so. I think they'll end up playing KPAC 3 times now, actually.
Right. 2 losses for Sandusky girls. They lost to Cass City, and they lost to Emily City.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are tough teams right now.
Well, I think, you know, before the season, you kind of took a look at that schedule because, you know, everybody's playing the game of, oh, when's Al going to break the record? Where is he going to do it at? You know, when is it going to happen? And, you know, those were 2 games that I circled that were like, okay, they're probably going to lose these games. Because Cass City, you know, they got Sailor Cathrell at point guard and Shelby Ignash in the post. And Cass City played them incredibly close during the regular season last year, and then in the regional semifinals as well. So that was kind of a game. And Imlay City, you know, they've been the kings of the BWAC, and I kind of had a feeling that maybe Sandusky would drop that one. But to see how close Sandusky was to winning those games, because you think about Cass City, and, you know, the one thing about Sandusky this year is they do not have a lot of size. They got a bunch of guards. And, you know, it's really interesting to watch them play because they pass extremely well, they shoot extremely well, and, you know, Brooke Jansen has kind of taken over the role as the post player, but she's a guard, I think. But when you match up with Cass City and you have to defend Shelby Ignash, that's a tough task.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that was a game that Sandusky definitely could have won. The Imlay City game, I believe Imlay City hit a bucket like in the last second or 2 seconds. So I think Al's just done a great job of coaching this team. And it starts with the 3 seniors. Allie Jansen, Brooke Jansen, and Morgan Taggy. When I talked to Al after their season opener against Lakers, that's all he wanted to talk about was the seniors. And, you know, they got a lot of young pieces, and you can already see them developing. You know, just seven games into the season, you're already seeing Helena Long. She scored 15 points against Reese. She had 13 in the second half. Grace Gibord, she's kind of doing a little bit of everything for them. And when I saw them against Cass City and against Lakers, she kind of reminded me of Emmy Bender a little bit. Bender was a point guard last season, but she would hang out in the post. She would rebound. She'd get steals. She'd get assists. And I kind of think that's the role that Grace Gibord is growing into as well. So, you know, this team is already a good team, and I'm interested to see how good they're going to be at the end of the season once Al's had 22 games to coach them up.
All right. And by the way, the San Lake County News Winter Sports Preview is out.
Yes.
You can download it for free if you want also.
Yeah.
You put it up for free, didn't you? So I think you guys did.
Okay.
I have a subscription. Maybe it worked out.
If it's not free, you know, anybody can reach out to me. I'll send it to you.
Yeah. Or
you
otherwise, there is still the edition is on newsstands if you want to pick up the paper copy. It's still on newsstands.
Yep. Still on newsstands. Yep.
But the subscription is worth it, folks. It's barely a 30-something bucks for the whole year. You get it once a week, and it's delivered right to you. You can download the PDF out. It's so pretty. So,
yeah, I like the PDF edition. Yeah. You know, you get the color. And
there's another winter sport I forgot to mention. I mentioned the bowling, the hockey, wrestling also. So we got to, you know, shout out to all the wrestlers out there. Got some good wrestlers coming
up this
year.
We've got a lot of great wrestlers this year, and we got great wrestlers at every school. There's a story in this week's edition of the Santa Lac County News about Jackson Gonzalez at Croswell Lexington. He picked up his 100th career win this weekend. Win Blake at Brown City. He got his 99th win this weekend, so he'll be hitting 100 probably this week, or I'm not exactly sure if they have anything scheduled this week. But then you look at Marlette, you got Manis Bennett, two-time state champion, and his brother Turlo Bennett. They are just some of the most technically sound wrestlers in the state. So it'll be interesting to follow them. And then, of course, Sandusky. Corey Lampson's coming back after making a trip to Ford Field last year. Mm. You know, it's going to be a fun season. It's nice to see, you know, these schools like Sandusky and Marlette, unfortunately, don't have enough kids for a full team. Mm. But you still see these individuals having success. And I think that's pretty cool. And, you know, Croslex and Brown City, they have the numbers. Brown City won the Greater Thumb Conference for the first time ever last year. I know they're trying to repeat, but KPAC's pretty good. Cass City's pretty good. But Brown City defeated Cass City last week to hand Cass City their first conference loss.
Wow.
KPAC beat Brown City.
Those are two traditionally pretty well, I guess, they have the numbers.
Yeah.
Brown City and Cass City traditionally.
And that's a big part of it. Yeah. You know, with wrestling, you gotta be able to fill out all the weight classes.
Those points.
Last week I was in Brown City for their wrestling match, and Marlette went up against Carroll.
Yeah.
And Marlette has five wrestlers. All five of them won, but they lose to Carroll because, you know, all the matches that are avoided. But
I took us off on a left turn there, so.
Yeah. Well,
wrestling
that's
tangent.
All this show is just going off on random tangents.
All right. So, yeah, we'll keep a track on that because pretty knowledgeable. I've had attended some wrestling meets, matches, and they are pretty fun, especially when all the teams are right there
in a big
tournament. So, looking forward to that this year once again.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the finals, you see the cream of the crop rise.
The finals, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, back to Greater Thumb East girls basketball. It's going to be tough. I see that Marlette's playing pretty good basketball despite their record at 3-3. They got a tough game tonight, I do believe, against Croswell Lexington. We'll see how they match up against each other. Brown City is 4-1 right now. That's a pretty good start right now early in the season. You do have Harbor Beach right now having some trouble.
Yeah, but Harbor Beach, man, their schedule is just tough to start the season. They played
0-6 right now.
They played Croslex and Yale on back-to-back nights, and, I mean, that's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough playing. You know, it doesn't matter who you're playing back-to-back nights, but when it's two BWAC schools like that, you know, that's tough. And then they hung with Carroll. I mean, I think that 0-6 might be a little bit misleading.
Yeah, they started the season Bad Axe. That was a tough 32-11 loss. And then Croswell, then Yale at USA, one-point loss against Reese traditionally. We kind of wonder what's going on with the team. Sometimes well, you don't hear the whole story if some kids are sick or not, because there's been sickness going around.
Oh, yeah.
That was a 29-33 loss to Reese for Harbor Beach. And then in Carroll, Adam Moore, the head coach, and then the assistant, Jay. I'm kidding, by the way. Adam Moore, you know, has the potential to maybe be, I don't want to say it, but maybe a four-peat as player of the year. But she's really starting
off. I think it's hers.
Starting off pretty
at
hot.
At this point in the season, I think she's got a very good chance of winning it
but
again.
But, you know, 0-6, right? 0-6, I mean. And then now they're playing Kingston tonight on the road. So
Harbor Beach is?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I guess it doesn't get any easier for them, yeah.
So let's talk about the Greater Thumb West real quick here before I go to the weather. In the West, right now, Cassidy Carroll seems to be the lead charges, you know.
It's, and, you know, those are going to be some great battles. You can't really count out Bad Axe. Kurt Dennis is a great coach. And,
yeah.
You know, Al mentioned that after their game last week, a 35-30 win for Sandusky. He said, you know, Kurt, he threw a lot of defenses at us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a team, you know, Catherine Himmel, she's a center. She's very hard to score against. So you can't count out Bad Axe, but I think right now it's Carroll and it's Cass City.
Yeah.
Which
Carroll's undefeated right now.
Great games,
Carroll's undefeated right now. Cass City does have a loss, but that was to Saginaw Heritage.
Yeah, that's not a bad loss.
Well, 60-16 is a bad loss.
I don't even care what the score is. Yeah. If you're playing Saginaw Heritage, that's a tough game, and that's, you know, hopefully it makes you better. But yeah, that's, you know, Saginaw Heritage is one of the top
and
teams.
Kingston
in the
right now is saying, bring it on. They've got
that,
Kansas City
oh,
this week, too, on
that's
the 21st.
That's going to be a great game, and, you know, that could decide our team of the year. You know, it's nice when we have these matchups where, you know, we see them play each other. We saw it with Sandusky and Kansas City.
Yeah.
You know, we have those head to head matchups to compare back to. But yeah, Kingston, Cass City, that's going to be a great game. Kingston coming off a big win against Marlette, and you know they're just doing what they do every year. And, you know, they're just winning all their games,
and Carroll's off until January 3rd, so they're taking a nice break here. But some of these teams are playing right up through this week, up to the holiday break, and some are playing over the holiday break also. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Bad Axe Lady Hatchets also. What they've done so far, they do have two losses, but they're hanging in there, and you know they could probably cause some havoc. Their loss was to North Branch and to BWAC, and then to Sandusky. So there you go. Those are two tough teams right then and there. And they only lost by three baskets in each game there.
Yeah, there
two
you go.
Two or three baskets.
Yeah, see, Bad Axe, they'll be in the mix.
They canceled the game against Peck tonight also.
Yes, and the boys' game is also canceled.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, we won't get to see those. I was kind of looking forward to seeing how Peck would stack up against those against Bad Axe. But, you know, that's all right. Maybe they'll reschedule it for later in the season.
All right, so the NCTL High School Girls Basketball, I think it's Kingston and everybody else. Sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think there's a team in the NCTL this year that's going to be able to, you know, knock off Kingston. You know, in years past, we've had, you know, Deckerville. You know, Deckerville was the one that ended their, I want to say it was like a 40-game NCTL winning streak. You know, and even last year with Carly Kappen, you couldn't count Deckerville out against Kingston either. But this year, I don't know. I saw Dryden last week against CPS, and, you know, they returned. It looked like they returned all their starters.
Yeah.
They have some decent size. But they struggled against CPS.
And they lost to Marlette to open up the season.
Yeah, so I don't know if Dryden's quite there yet. You know, Peck's in the Stars this year. That's a very young team, a team that's already shown that they have immense potential.
And a new coach.
And a new coach, Tina Van Conant. I don't know that they're ready to compete with Kingston yet, though.
I mean,
for them, it's going to be a slow rebuilding process, and Tina's going to make sure they do it the right way. But I don't see them competing with Kingston.
And we've already
yet.
Seen Kingston taking on just competition. They beat Ubley, start off the season. They beat Armada in two overtimes, 66-60. They really handle business against the All Saints. Lady Cougars, 72-22. They beat Marlette last week, 54-28. They got Harbor Beach tonight, and then Cass City, and then Deckerville with their league game on January 5th. Then they have Croswell later in the season, Saginaw-Newvale, Saginaw-Swan Valley. And they're playing Dryden also, and Bad Axe, and Carroll. Look at that schedule,
oh,
man.
Carroll. I forgot about that game. Yeah, that'll okay. That'll. Yeah. So we got Cass City Kingston, we got Carroll Kingston.
For the Kingston girls.
Yeah, so I mean, that'll be fun. We got Sandusky Cass City already. We got Sandusky Carroll coming up. You know, all the top teams are playing each other this year. And, you know, it's nice to see. Even though Eddie's upset that they're playing 22 games, but look, listen to all those games we got now.
All right, you got me. Now.
Okay,
you got me pulled back in.
Good.
Those are as long as they're good games.
Oh, they will be. They'll be good games. All right. Yeah. All right.
We're gonna check in with our late weather forecast here. This is Sportsline. We'll be right back. Right after this commercial break from Graf Chevrolet Buick Auto Dealership in Sandusky, get a 4x4.
From Graf Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Vehicles are finally starting to arrive. A lot of them are pre-sold to customers. However, we are getting a few that are available.
That's right, Sam. If you're looking for a Buick SUV, now's a great time. We have Envisions, Encore GXs, and also an Enclave with more on the way.
Buick is offering 0% financing on select Buick models. Also, if you are in a current lease and are ready to get into something new, current lessees can enjoy up to $2,250 in lease loyal incentive cash.
And with trade-in value starting to decline, now is the time to make your move and get your new Buick.
If safety is what you need, Buick has 3 years of OnStar and connected services included on select models, which includes an unlimited data plan with remote access.
Speaking of safety, all Buick models include forward collision alert as well as lane keep assist.
Safety and security, a great ride and quality that you expect from a Buick. They're here and available at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Our overnight forecast will remain cloudy with a low of 22. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, spotty flurries, 35 for the high. And for midweek on Wednesday, mostly cloudy to partly sunny at times, high of 30. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
Hi, this is Joni from Kohler's Propane. We would like to thank you for your friendship, goodwill, and loyalty. May you have a beautiful Christmas wrapped in warmth, touched with wonder, and filled with love. And may the happiness of the holidays stay with you throughout the new year. From all of us at Kohler's Propane in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe, here are our sincere wishes for a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We look forward to serving you throughout the new year.
They say that Christmas is for kids, and we are here to wish you a Merry Christmas. May you and your family be showered with lots of peace, joy, and happiness. We thank you for depending on Kohler's Propane to keep you and your family warm and toasty. From everyone at Kohler's Propane in Brown City, Bad Axe, and Memphis,
Merry Christmas!
And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
I feel like going to a rave now.
Yeah.
Let's go! Go to Detroit. All right, NCTL Stripes Division. Boy, I think it's All Saints right now, but you saw CPS.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen All Saints yet, but they hung with
this is girls, by the way.
Last week. That was a 1-point win for Deckerville, so you know that All Saints is pretty good. They split with CPS last year.
Yep.
Eddie, I know you're a big CPS Tigers fan. Your daughter
I am
goes
now.
There now. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter's a cheerleader this year. Got pulled out of it.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to take a break, but they said, I want to cheerlead. And she goes, well, she thought about playing hoops. Still the ankle issue. So he wants to run track. So I said, okay, take a break. And so, well, and then they asked her cheerlead. She goes, okay, go ahead.
There you go. Yeah.
Build up those lungs for your radio career someday.
Yeah. So last week I caught them against Dryden.
Yes.
I actually caught both of the CPS teams because they are not playing over the holiday break, so I wanted to get them both in.
Okay.
And this year, so last year, CPS girls, they won the Stripes. They went 15-5. You know, first league title in a long time. This year is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
They had some talented seniors graduate last year. They have a couple girls that didn't come out this year. They don't have a JV team this year, and the varsity, at least the game I was at, there were seven girls on the roster, but there was only six girls playing. But those six girls, they played. They played hard. And, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that there was only six of them, you know, I think they could have competed with Dryden. It was a 19-10 game at halftime, and, you know, Dryden full court press the whole game, and, you know, that's tough. I mean, Violet Johnson, the point guard for CPS, had just an outstanding game, and it's not something that's going to show up in the box score necessarily, but to be able to handle a full court press for the entire game, mm-hmm. you know, that really says a lot about her. She was a big piece of the team last year, but I expect her to step up and have a good season. Macy Millark was great in the post. They got a lot of good looks. They just couldn't get the shots to fall. And when you're looking at a team like CPS, you got to keep in mind, you know, that's a Stripes team. And when they're playing these bigger schools, it's going to be tough to win. But I'm telling you, when CPS gets into Stripes play, even if they only have six girls, mm-hmm. they're going to compete, they're going to play defense, and they're going to win a lot of games. I don't know if they can beat All Saints because I don't know much about All Saints, but CPS is going to win some games, and they're going to be right in that hunt for the Stripes title.
All right, that's our cue to get into high school boys basketball, into the Blue Water Area Conference now. Let's talk about... Well, you know, it's been all Croswell Lexington the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. They got a couple losses already, but those losses are tough teams.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
They won over Marysville 59-8.
Yeah.
2 points average per quarter there. Okay. Then they lost by 1 point to Grosse Pointe North early December 9th.
And that game, I don't know if you've seen the video, Eddie, but that game was a ridiculous buzzer beater by Grosse Pointe.
Nice.
Croslex had fantastic defense on the play. There's not much more you can do in that situation. Kid just hits a crazy shot. And Grosse Pointe, you know, they've got a kid that's committed to play college basketball at Mercer. That's Division I. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's no slouch of a team there.
Then they bounced back with a 63-55 win over Detroit University Prep. They won in overtime against at Armada. First league game, 54-51. On last week, they over the weekend, actually, they lost to Port Huron Northern by 4 points, 56-60. Nothing to shy away from, and they're not shying away from Port Huron. They want to see if they can beat one of the Port Huron teams, and they have Port Huron later this week on the 21st on a Wednesday. That would be at Croswell. Then they start league play. A huge game here at Yale. Yale's starting to come along also. Garnett Kohler getting back into his system now in his third year. He's back. I think the guys are going to get it here. So right now, overall 3-0 is Richmond and Yale. Croswell Lexington's got 5 games in, as well as Emily City 5 games in. They're both 3-2 overall. Tough teams, though, they played against.
Well, and I think, you know, this isn't anything new for Croslex because it's been like this for the last 3 years. But every time you go on the court, you're going to get the other team's best shot. Mm-hmm. You know, Armada, you know, that's a game that Armada has circled on the schedule. Hey, we want to beat Croslex. And, you know, Yale's doing the same thing. Richmond's doing the same thing. Almont's doing the same thing. Emily City's doing the same thing.
This BWAC is pretty competitive this year. I think it's going to be close. It's not going to be decided until the final game, possibly.
That's the other thing. Yeah. Over the past couple years, you know, Armada's been good, but they haven't been great. I mean, you can say the same thing about Yale. They've been
two or three shots away.
Great, yeah. And, you know, Richmond's always played Croslex tough. So I think the difference this year is these teams are a lot better than they've been during Croslex's run. And, you know, when I talked to Lance Campbell before the season, he said it. You know, we beefed up our schedule because what we want to do is have that postseason success. And he said, you know, we might not be going 20-0 anymore. We might not be going 19-1 anymore. But you want to be ready for that postseason run. And with the games they've played so far, I mean, the Armada game, you get the overtime experience. Mm-hmm. Port Huron Northern, that was a one-possession game down the stretch. Detroit University Prep, that's a team, you know, that, you know, it's more of like a team that you would play later on in the postseason. So Croslex is getting all these looks at good teams, and it's only going to make them better.
Yeah, and who, I mean, there's not, I mean, tell us, well, Kolakovich is a key player on that team. He's probably going to step it up. Has he done so far?
Yes, he has. Okay. So in the past, so this is actually
he's been the true point guard. Dishing the ball off to the true guards and post players also out there.
Right, and this is actually Trey's fourth year on varsity. And, you know, over the past 3 seasons.
6-year red shirt.
So. Right, let's get him another year. But in the past, he's been the lockdown defender for Croslex.
Yeah.
And he still is that. He's a two-time Thumb Defensive Player of the Year, and he still brings that defensive intensity to every game, But now, you know, you don't have Hunter Soper, you don't have Tyler Johnson, you don't have Jake Towns, and you don't have Sage Slanik. So you need somebody to score. And Trey has his shooting, it's like night and day compared to when he first started playing at Croslex. He can shoot the three. He was always good at getting to the basket. His mid-range, you know, was always a little bit lacking, but he's an excellent scorer this season while also being that elite defender. And another one, I was at the game Saturday when they played Port Huron Northern, and Zachary Kretsch was another guy. He was kind of, I don't want to say in the shadows of those big names, but he wasn't asked to do as much. But now, I mean, he is an elite scorer. He's an elite three-point shooter. And those two together are going to cause a lot of problems. You throw in Donovan McDonald down in the post. And then, you know, you got your role players. You got your Trevor Soule. You got your Landon Butler, Mitchell Geiger. You know, this is a team that has a lot of potential. I'm excited to see, you know, what they can do this season.
All right, so that Armada, by the way, had Madison Heights Lanphier. They started off with a win over St. Clair Shores Lakeshore with a win, and then over Peck. I always give credit to Peck playing these bigger schools too.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Jeremy Brugill continues to do it. And then their first loss was to Croswell last week. Now they'll have New Anchor Bay on the 27th at Anchor Bay, Rochester at Port Huron, and then league play against Almont, Algonac, North Branch for Armada. The Yale Bulldogs themselves, I think. Hey, this is going to be we might see a title shared again, you know, once again in the BWAC, like we had in years past. It's been a while, but they're 3-0. They've got wins over Marlette, over Marine City, and North Branch. They'll have Marysville tomorrow. They'll play Birch Run at the SC4 Showcase, and then they'll play Peck, and then that big showdown against Croswell-Lexington on the 5th, followed by Emily City. Sandusky, they'll play also. I like Cal Sandusky scheduling against Yale also. They'll have Armada on January 20th. So those key league games are all coming in January, of course, after playing a couple of these games. Kind of ease their way into it. I'm really excited about that Birch Run Yale game. I might want to come out to that.
I was going to say, I'm kind of excited about that Yale Peck game.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Coach Kohler was before.
Yeah, that's where he started off.
Yale, yeah. Yep, he was head coach at Peck. Jeremy Abrego was his JV coach.
And I should know this, being a cousin-in-law.
A cousin-in-law, okay.
Is this kid playing for him now? Freshman?
Garnett's kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it makes me feel older than I've ever felt because I remember playing JV basketball and Jackson Kohler being at the practices running around, and now he's a freshman on the varsity basketball team. So
ridiculous.
We're getting old, buddy.
Yeah, well, I am.
Well,
Grandpa Fury.
Yeah.
Okay, when we come back, Greater Thumb Conference here for play, folks. That's the BWAC. I think it's going to be up in the air.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be up in here.
I think Croslex is the favorite still.
Yeah.
Until someone proves it otherwise, it's Croslex's conference.
Okay. You said it, I didn't.
Hey.
We'll be right back. Greater Thumb Conference, boys basketball. Take a look at that.
He'll look out, and it is deflected and caught. Smith.
Oh, come on. That was an incomplete pass. What's going on here, ref? This is ridiculous.
You're getting really worked up about this.
How could I not? Every season our team keeps saying, oh, this will be the year. We'll make a comeback. This is our big year and everyone gets all excited and worked up and then it's just nothing but disappointment.
But Carl, it's just a game.
I know. But this is just a straw that broke the camel's back. With all the stuff going on at work, my brother in the hospital, and the economy, and our harvest this season, it just goes on and on.
It sounds like you need some help decompressing. Maybe you should look into some stress management ideas?
Sure. Like, I had time for that, Karen.
Actually, I heard about this new resource on the radio for men. It's called mantherapy.org.
Mantherapy?
Yeah. It's a website designed for guys like you. Shirley says her husband swears by it. She says there's all sorts of resources for guys.
What's the website again?
Mantherapy.org.
Well, I guess I'll have to check it out.
Mantherapy.org, a website for guys like you. Again, that's mantherapy.org.
Let's go dancing, man. Let's go to the Blue Moon. Why are there a lot of guys here? Okay. Because we're talking boys basketball. That's why. Greater Thumb Conference. What? You didn't think that was funny?
Just keep talking. Just keep going. Come on.
All right. Greater Thumb Conference in the East. Brown City, 4-1. Played over the weekend, also got a big win. Let's talk about a kid on that team.
Yeah.
Caden Muxlow?
Yeah. Ooh. I mean, that's another one. You know, where do you even start?
This first team already looking good this year for the TSA basketball team.
Yeah. So, first of all, through five games this year, he's averaging 29.4 points per game. He scored 37 points twice already. He scored 37 against Lakers. He scored 37 against Dryden this weekend. Hit the game winner against Dryden.
Yeah.
But it's for Brown City, yes, it is. It's Caden Muxlow. That's where it all starts. That's where it all ends. But when I saw Brown City this weekend, I wasn't there Saturday for the finals against Dryden, but I was there Friday against North Branch.
Okay.
And Muxlow finishes with 24 points. Pretty good game. But he just took over in the fourth quarter. He had 17 of his 24 in the fourth quarter, just put the team on his back. He had three straight triples, and he was 8-for-8 from the free throw line.
So are you saying he's playing good team basketball, wanted to play team basketball?
Well, here's
what I... Or they defended him quite well.
Here's what my pitch is for Brown City basketball. You know, Gaten came alive in the fourth quarter,
yeah,
but it was the other guys that kept him in that game for three quarters. And, you know, that's what's going to be interesting, I think, for Brown City this year, because you don't have Curtis Stanley. You don't have Connor Cooper. You don't have Lucas Primo. Yeah,
those three-point shooter guys outside.
So now you need these other guys to
feed
step
the ball
up. Yeah. And at times, we've seen that from Brown City. Kalen Hagee's had a couple of nice nights. Clint Ford's always playing good defense. Ethan Worrell, Lawson Cooper, a lot of the same names that we saw during the football season.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the key to Brown City's success is going to be, hey, can these other guys find roles on this team? And I think so far they have.
Mm-hmm.
I think so far they've all fit in extremely well. And that does go back to Gaten, because he wants to play that team basketball. He doesn't want to have to do it by himself, but, you know, sometimes you do. But I was impressed with Brown City on Friday night. The East is just a dogfight, though. I mean,
yes,
it's you know, we say it every year. Whoever wins the East, they're not going undefeated. They're not going to have one loss. They might not even have two losses, you know, because it's so evenly matched. And there's a lot of great rivalries, and there's always a lot of great games.
And they have a loss already, Brown City, a 64-61 loss to the Lakers, which a pretty good team this year.
That's not a bad loss. Yeah.
They've already played Kingston, who's usually a pretty tough NCTL team, but that's like the same class size. So they won that 54-47.
I want to say same division this year. They were same division last year, at least. Yeah. I don't know if they will be this year.
You mentioned over the weekend the win over North Branch and Dryden, who they played twice already this season, and they got the one-point win there after they won by six against Dryden. So Dryden's learning things, and they're traditionally a pretty good basketball team year in and year out. Also.
They are, and they usually have a pretty good couple guards. Coach Del Campo's a really good coach down there. So those are nice wins.
So they're going to head out on the road this week. Wednesday at Burton Atherton, and then they'll have Carroll when they come back off the holiday break, and they start league play at Harbor Beach, a good one to start off league-wise.
Yeah, it's tough to win in Harbor Beach,
But those games are going to be classics now. Two really good coaches, because the coach of Brown City went in second.
This is his second season at Brown
comes
City.
Comes from Davison, had really great success there.
Yep.
Despite the great winning record, they want more. So, we'll take them.
Yeah.
We'd be gladly taking them, you know, So, it's going to be a gauntlet here for them. They'll have that big league game, but they got to get through Carroll and Burton Atherton. Burton Atherton before the holiday break here also. So, speaking of Harbor Beach, they have started the season right now at 2-2. They're four games in. They've lost to Vassar 57-59, got the win over USA. At USA, a loss to Reese 82-41. And the win over Carroll, they'll have Lakers coming off their holiday break as he restarts, and then Brown City. So some two tough teams here. kind of see, wondering what Harbor Beach does against Lakers, because Brown City already played him and lost him close.
Yeah, so, yep, yeah. And that'll kind of tell you a little bit about Harbor Beach. Yeah.
The Ubbly Bearcats still feeling bruised from their football season at the end of the Thanksgiving weekend. They haven't even played a game yet, and they're supposed to play tomorrow against the Lakers. The Lakers just coming into play.
Is that game still on? Because I know last week Ubbly had to reschedule some games. They had some sickness going on throughout the school, but
Jonathan Bishop would have to let us know about that. So
All
right, so we are probably going to go in overtime. We'll try to get through this quick in the West in NCT. When we come back, it'll be a quick 5-10 minute there. I know you got a meeting to go to here.
Yeah, you know, like we said, we didn't really come into the tonight with the plan, and we overextended ourselves a little bit with the girls basketball. So apologies to the boys basketball teams, but we'll get this finely tuned as we go along.
All right, so do you want to come back here for a 5-minute we'll come back. We got time here. So I know your meeting's in town here, so we'll come right back after our news and weather break and be back here with more Sportsline in just a bit, as we're going to talk about that Greater Thumb West and East once again and roll right into the NCTL.
Keep your radio locked right here on the Thumb's information station, 660 WMIC AM Sandusky and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein found guilty of one count of rape and two other counts. The verdict handed down minutes ago in a Los Angeles courtroom. The jury was hung on several other counts, notably charges involving Jennifer Siebel Newsom, the wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom. A mistrial declared on those counts. Title 42 will stay in effect for now. The Supreme Court temporarily blocking the expiration of the pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers. This after 19 states filed an appeal. The order from Chief Justice Roberts gives the rest of the justices time to consider that appeal. And anticipating the expiration of Title 42, large crowds gathering along the border near El Paso, Texas.
The Texas National Guard is deploying what it's calling a contingency border force of over 400 members to head to El Paso. The Texas Military Department says the deployment includes a security response force trained in civil disturbance operations and used to repel and turn back migrants. The Texas National Guard says it's increasing its posture along the border in response to high levels of illegal border crossings over the past week and the possible end of Title 42. It's part of Governor Abbott's enhanced border security effort. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At the final meeting of the House January 6th committee, multiple criminal referrals to the Justice Department against former President Trump related to the Capitol attack. ABC political director Rick Klein.
It's an end to one big piece of the story, but of course it sets up a very active deliberation at the Department of Justice about what to do, even inside the House of Representatives, where the likeliest incoming House Speaker is named as someone being referred to the Ethics Committee for his failure to comply with or give full testimony about the events around January 6th. And it's just so stark.
As RSV and flu cases rise, CVS and Walgreens limiting the amount of certain popular over-the-counter children's medicines like ibuprofen and acetaminophen that customers can buy so people don't stockpile. You're listening to ABC News.
Do you know a special woman who deserves nothing but the best for the holidays? This Christmas, spoil her with soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Naturally nude pajamas, exclusively at Pajamagram, are smooth to the touch, light as air, truly seductive. Order today and Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 saving on a best-selling holiday gift. Yes, ordering today gets you a free $75 nightie. Definitely an effortless way to let her know how much you care. Now you can give her two sensuous gifts that she'll love to relax in, but hurry. Year after year, naturally nude pajamas sell out. So, here's what you need to do. Head to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT to 41234. That's GIFT to 41234. Order today, ships tomorrow.
Just in time for finals, safety concerns prompting evacuations at Tufts University.
Four bomb threats in 4 days at Tufts University as final exams go virtual. The Massachusetts school had five residence halls, a sorority house, and several academic buildings threatened last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Monday morning. The buildings were quickly evacuated, finals now being taken online, and in some cases in student dorms for safety. The school's newspaper, the Tufts Daily, reporting the bomb threats were also forwarded to several Boston area media outlets and to law enforcement. A search for the campus turned up no actual bombs, but campus and local police are still investigating. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
An entrance to Central Park at 110th Street in New York City is now called the Gate of the Exonerated, named in honor of the Central Park Five. Mayor Eric Adams.
As time moves forward, we believe that there were not real struggles to get us where we are right now, and we lose the historical moments that took place.
The five men, then teenagers, were wrongfully convicted of raping a woman in the park more than 30 years ago, but were exonerated in 2002. Singer R. Kelly's one-time manager has been sentenced to a year in federal prison for calling in a shooting threat that stopped the screening of a documentary about the star. Donnell Russell is already scheduled to serve time as part of a different case for sending threatening messages to one of Kelly's sex abuse accusers. This is ABC News.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. That's 800-278-7455.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Our overnight forecast will remain cloudy with a low of 22. Mostly cloudy Tuesday, spotty flurries, 35 for the high. And for midweek on Wednesday, mostly cloudy to partly sunny at times, high of 30. For the WMIC and WTGV 24-hour weather center, I'm meteorologist John McMurray.
From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Vehicles are finally starting to arrive. A lot of them are pre-sold to customers. However, we are getting a few that are available.
That's right, Sam. If you're looking for a Buick SUV, now's a great time. We have Envisions, Encore GXs, and also an Enclave with more on the way.
Buick is offering 0% financing on select Buick models. Also, if you are in a current lease and are ready to get into something new, current lessees can enjoy up to $2,250 in lease loyal incentive cash.
And with trade-in value starting to decline, now is the time to make your move and get your new Buick.
If safety is what you need, Buick has 3 years of OnStar and connected services included on select models, which includes an unlimited data plan with remote access.
Speaking of safety, all Buick models include forward collision alert as well as lane keep assist.
Safety and security, a great ride and quality that you expect from a Buick. They're here and available at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
All right, back here, high school boys basketball, Greater Thumb Conference. We talked about the Greater Thumb East, Greater Thumb West. Oh, I got to mention Marlette teams. I forgot to mention the Marlette boys and girls. You know,
yeah,
decent starts right
yeah,
now.
What's up with that, Eddie?
Playing some tough teams.
You forgot to talk about Marlette.
You're the host.
I'm not the host.
Marlette boys have split so far. They are 2-2. Lost to Vassar and Yale. And won against USA last week. So,
yeah, and, opened the season with a win against Landmark Academy.
Yep.
They got Akron Fairgrove coming up. That'll be an interesting game.
Sound
Akron
the horn.
Fairgrove's, yeah. Hey.
And they're
know.
Playing Detroit Jalen Rose Leadership Academy at the SC4 Showcase that
yes,
you mentioned earlier.
Yep. So. Yeah, so that'll be interesting. For those of you listeners that don't know, Tristan Pennington, the longtime Sandusky head coach, is at Marlette now. This year, last year, they made it to the regional finals where they lost to Flint Beecher. Mm-hmm. But that team was loaded with seniors. So this year, it'll be kind of a rebuilding year. But then you also look at, you have Quentin Sarton, you have Aaron Bauer, you have Trey Lester, freshman point guard. So you have some pieces there, and you know, the one thing you could always say about Sandusky basketball when Tristan was there was that they're going to play defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, if if that's all Marlette does this year, play good defense, get enough scoring from those three, they're going to be in the mix in the East.
Speaking of Sandusky basketball, they started the season with a loss, two-point loss to Carroll, got the win over KPEC on December 9th, two-point loss to Emily City at the Harry Seymour Classic.
At the buzzer, yeah.
Yeah, and then they had a 32-43 loss to Bad Axe last week and a six-point loss to Reese. So they're almost right there.
Yeah.
They're right there. And they're going to get better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the thing with Sandusky, they're kind of the opposite of Marlette. Last season, they had no seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's back. Yeah. You know, you have a ton of seniors. You got
new coach.
New coach. But he's been involved with the program for a while. Brandon Gibord. And this is a team. Maybe they aren't clicking exactly how they want to just yet, but it's early enough in the season. And when they get to the Greater Thumb East, they're going to win some games. I think, you know, any of these teams you could say is going to be at the top of the East. Yeah, Brown City, they could have a shot.
Yeah.
Sandusky should have a shot.
Yeah.
Harbor Beach, can't count out Ubly. Marlette.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be really – it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be interesting to see who steps away from the pack.
It's going to be the same way in the West also. It's going to be the Wild West because Cassidy's pretty decent.
Yep.
Bad Axe is really good right now. They're 5-0, picking up where they left off last year.
Yeah.
Reese is okay. Lakers.
Lakers is the big one, too.
Yeah.
So, Vassar. I mean, they've been improved this year.
And even Carroll.
Even Carroll.
Bro Carroll.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep.
But what's your thoughts on the Greater Thumb West? I think it's up in the air, too, now.
There's no clear favorite. I think Cass City, you got to mention them first. They're coming off a big win over Millington. They got Carter Patrick coming back and Coach Fernald's son, I want to say Michael. Cass City's going to be in the hunt. Lakers, they've got some great size.
And they're playing some against, like we talked about, the trifecta, some Greater Thumb East teams right now. So
right. Yeah. And then you look at Bad Axe, who had been coached by Mark Krug for 10 seasons. So they got a new coach there. I'm kind of drawing a blank on his name right now, but it's nice to see that they've had that immediate success this season, where the transition has been pretty easy there at Bad Axe. Vassar, that's kind of the wild card team for me. I think, you know, they're going to come away with some upsets. I don't know if they can compete for the title.
Is it Eric Glaza?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Eric Glaza, okay. Yeah. If JB was on, he could have told me that. But, but yeah, I mean, the West, that'll be interesting. Probably won't see too many West games this year, myself personally.
Yeah.
I stick to the East mostly. But yeah, I think it'll be, can't really count out anybody in the West.
Okay, and the NCTL right now, Dackerville 4-1 overall. Kingston right there in the mix. You got to throw in Peck, too.
You got to throw Peck in there, yeah. And Peck is going to be the interesting one to me because over the past couple years, they've been in the stripes and they've had a lot of success there. Now you make the move back over to the Stars, and I know for a fact that Coach Abrigo is liking that move because, you know, it's fun winning stripes titles, but he wants to push his team to be the best they can be when it comes to the postseason. That's why we saw them play Armada. That's why we saw them scheduled against Bad Axe.
It looks like it is canceled. Yeah, you said you have a schedule.
Yeah, I think they're going to try and reschedule that.
Yeah.
Again, it's kind of hard to reschedule stuff during the winter, but they got two great guards, Dalton Semph and Brady Babcock. You throw Alex Affer in there, Steven Van Conant. They got some size. They can rebound. Definitely consider Peck to be up at the top.
Dackerville, Peck,
Dackerville.
Kingston. I might want to say a small degree Mayville, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Mayville started off the season undefeated. They just suffered a tough loss to Vassar. But, yeah, you can't count out Mayville. They're always tough. They always play great defense.
And, by the way, Dackerville is one loss, and that was to Emily City at the Harry Seymour tournament. Out of their league, obviously, 74-37. But, hey, you got a taste of that. And they play KPEC and got a win there. So they're on a three-win streak.
Dackerville plays Reese this week, too. So I think that's going to tell us a lot.
I like that schedule.
I do, too. And, you know, the thing with Dackerville is they have a lot of really good players, but they're so balanced. You know, the scoring, it comes from everybody. It's not just Derek Osborne. It's not just Connor Palmer. You know, everybody's contributing. Everybody's playing. So that makes them a hard team to defend. But I think, man, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
Because you can't count out Kingston ever. You know, and they have Owen Corliss.
And I'm going to say Dryden, too, because Dryden has
Dryden
played Brown. They're 1-4,
man.
But they play Brown City, 6-point loss.
Yep.
They played against Almont, 3-point loss, 55-58. They lost to Millington, 58 points, though, they threw down. They lost, you know, 73-58.
Yeah.
And then they won over KPAC, 60-42, and then just a 1-point loss to Brown City. So, don't let that. I mean, it's top to bottom.
Yeah, top to bottom. Well, you throw North Huron in there too. That's always a tough team. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the Stars this year, though.
All right, when we come back, our final segment, NCTL Stripes Division, the former home of the Pac Pirates, they're back in the Stars now, so good for them. When we come back, we'll be right back and wrap things up.
Hi, this is Kristen from Kohler Propane. We would like to wish you the warmest of Christmas greetings and the very best for 2023. We would also like to thank you for depending on Kohler Propane to keep your home warm and toasty. May the warmth and happiness of the holidays continue throughout the new year. From all of us at Kohler Propane in Brown City, Bad Axe, and Memphis, here's a very special Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year just for you.
The blessing of peace, the beauty of hope, the spirit of love. May these be your gifts this holiday season. Hi, this is Steve Matthews. All of us at Kohler Propane wish you and your family the warmest of holiday wishes and a sincere thank you for your business. We hope that you can spend some quality time with your family reflecting on some true meanings of Christmas and giving thanks for our blessings. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Kohler Propane, our family serving yours for almost 75 years.
Smith.
Oh, come on. That was an incomplete pass. What's going on here, ref? This is ridiculous.
You're getting really worked up about this.
How could I not? Every season our team keeps saying, oh, this will be the year. We'll make a comeback. This is our big year and everyone gets all excited and worked up and then it's just nothing but disappointment.
But Carl, it's just a game.
I know. But this is just a straw that broke the camel's back. With all the stuff going on at work, my brother in the hospital, and the economy, and our harvest this season, it just goes on and on.
It sounds like you need some help decompressing. Maybe you should look into some stress management ideas?
Sure. Like, I had time for that, Karen.
Actually, I heard about this new resource on the radio for men. It's called mantherapy.org.
Mantherapy?
Yeah. It's a website designed for guys like you. Shirley says her husband swears by it. She says there's all sorts of resources for guys.
What's the website again?
Mantherapy.org.
Well, I guess I'll have to check it out.
Mantherapy.org, a website for guys.
All right, NCTL Stripes Division, Sportsline Radio in overtime. And right now, I think it's going to be All Saints, Akron, Fairgrove. You got Caseville, CPS, and Owen Gage in the mix. Owen Gage's got a team.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay.
You know, they struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season, but it's always nice to see them bring a team back. They didn't have varsity last year. They'll be an extremely young team again this year. You're in the Stripes. You're going to be able to play some teams that are your size, your enrollment size. So it's nice to see Owen Gage back.
Well, a key win for Akron Fairgrove. They went through pack loss, but they scored 42 points, lost 55-42. Huge loss against Kingston, 18-59. Lost to Mayville. We talked about Mayville sneaking in that Stars division, but they got a key win against North Huron in league play, 67-64. They'll be at Ashley tonight if they're still playing. And then at Marlette, so they're scheduling some tough teams for Akron Fairgrove. I think it comes out of Akron Fairgrove and All Saints.
I think so too.
So
we don't really stay up on basically All Saints a whole lot, but they got a freshman guard over there. I think he had 26-10 against North Huron. So that'll be interesting to see how he performs in the Stripes. Throw CPS in the mix too.
Are you sure?
They had a
tough loss, 54-15 to Deckerville though.
Yeah, but Deckerville's pretty good. Deckerville has a size advantage.
I was watching that game. These players got to shoot the ball. Can't be just one guy.
Yeah.
The rest of these guys, you're open. Take that open look. It's a half second look all you need, man.
Hey, and
it's like street ball.
That's something that's going to come with time, though. So. A lot of these kids, you know, this is their first year on varsity. They haven't been starting. But, you know, Coach Steinhoff, I think he's a great coach. And, you know, Nick Lewis, he's a great senior leader. Unfortunately, he didn't play in the Deckerville game last week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it would have made a, 35-point difference. But I you can't count out CPS because, like we said earlier in the show, you're comparing CPS against Deckerville and these bigger schools. But, you know, once you get in and you're playing against these teams that are your size, your league, I think CPS may surprise some people.
Okay. We're going to wrap it up right there. That's your introduction. We'll be back with more Sports Line. We'll let you know if we're going to do it on the holiday break or not. Because Christmas falls on a Sunday.
Nah.
Traditionally, the day after Christmas is a holiday. Same deal for New Year's also.
I say we do.
You don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know yet.
I'll talk
to you next Monday.
But I'm excited. All right, we're getting into our coverage of live high school basketball coverage starting New Year 2023. First game of doubleheader would be Sandusky Boys and Girls. The Wolves at the Patriots.
Yeah.
Doubleheader January 6th on a Friday night.
Yeah.
That's Mike Gallagher. Sandlot County News Sports, pick it up. Right now you can still get that preview edition if you go to the newsstands. Get your subscription. Hey, thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, buddy.
Yeah, happy holidays, man.
Yep.
Ho, ho, ho.
America, our values. Our way of life hasn't just been won on the battlefield. It's won every day in our community.